Don't even try it!
Dink looked up to see who had spoken so angrily. Zek.
I think we already know where you stand, said Dink.
In the name of Christ, I forbid you to bring Satan into this place.
All the smiles disappeared. Everyone fell silent.
You know, don't you, Zek, said Dink, that you just guaranteed that I'll have support for my little Santa Claus movement.
Zek seemed genuinely frightened, but not of Dink.
Don't bring this curse down on your own heads.
I don't believe in curses. I only believe in blessings, said Dink.
And I sure as hell don't believe I'll be cursed because I give presents to people in the name of Santa Claus.
Zek glanced around and seemed to be trying to calm himself.
Religious observances are forbidden for everybody.
And yet you observe your religion all the time, said Dink.
Every time you don't fire your weapon in the battle room, you're doing it. So if you oppose our little Santa Claus revolution, Emo, then we want to see you firing that gun and taking people out. Otherwise, you're a flaming hypocrite, a fraud, a pious fake, a liar.
Dink was in his face now, close enough to make some of the other kids uncomfortable.
Back off, Dink, one of them muttered.
Who? Wigan, of course. Great. A peacemaker.
Again, Dink felt defiance swell up inside him.
What are you going to do? Said Zek softly.
Hit me? I'm 3 years younger than you.
No, said Dink. I'm going to bless you.
He set his hand in the air just over Zek's head. As Dink expected, Zek stood there without flinching.
That was what Zek was best at, taking whatever anybody dished out without even trying to get away.
I bless you with the spirit of Santa Claus, said Dink. I bless you with compassion and generosity, with the irresistible impulse to make other people happy. And you know what else? I bless you with the humility to realize that you aren't any better than the rest of us in the eyes of God.
You know nothing about God, said Zek.
I know more than you do, said Dink, because I'm not filled with hate.
Neither am I, said Zek.
No, murmured another boy. You're filled with Kuzo.
Toguro, said another, laughing.
I bless you, said Dink, with love.
Believe me, Zek, it'll be such a shock to you when you finally feel it that it might just kill you. Then you can go talk to God yourself and find out where you screwed up.
Dink turned around and faced the bulk of Rat Army.
I don't know about you, but I'm playing Santa Claus this year. We don't own anything up here, so gift-giving isn't exactly easy. Can't get on the nets and order stuff to be shipped up here, all gift-wrapped. But gifts don't have to be toys and stuff. What I gave Flip here, the gift that got us in so much trouble, was a poem.
Oh, how sweet, said the Brit. A love poem?
In answer, Flip recited it. Blushing, of course, because the joke was on him, but also loving it because the joke was on him.
Dink could see that a lot of them thought it was cool to have a toon leader write a satirical poem about one of his soldiers. It really was a gift. And just to prove that we aren't celebrating actual Christmas, said Dink, let's just give each other whatever gifts we think of on any day at all in December. It can be Hanukkah. It can be, hell, it can be Sinterklaas Day, can't it? The day is still young.
If Dink would give us all a gift, intoned the Jamaican kid, that would give our hearts a lift.
Oh, how sweet, said the Brit.
Crazy Tom thinks everything sweet, said the Canadian, except for Tom's own mold-covered feet.
Most of them laughed.
Was that supposed to be a present? Said Crazy Tom. Father Christmas is doing a substandard job this year.
It would be pleasant to get a present, said Wigan.
Everybody laughed a little. Wigan went on.
It would be better to get a letter.
Only a few people chuckled at that. Then they were all quiet.
That's the only gift I want, said Wigan softly. A letter from home.
If you can give me that, I'm with you.
I can't, said Dink,
now just as serious as Wigan.
They've cut us off from everything.
The best I can do is this. At home, you know your family's doing Santa stuff. Hanging up stockings, right? You're American, right? Wigan nodded. Hang up your stocking this year, Wigan, and you'll get something in it.
Coal, said Crazy Tom, the Brit.
I don't know what it is yet, said Dink, but it'll be there.
It won't really be from them, said Wigan.
No, it won't, said Dink. It'll be from Santa Claus. He grinned.
Wigan shook his head.
Don't do it, Dink, he said. It's not worth the trouble it'll cause.
What trouble? It'll build morale.
We're here to study war, said Wigan.
Zek whispered, study war no more.
Are you still here, Zek?
Said Dink, then pointedly turned his back on him.
We're here to build an army, Wigan. A group of men who work together as one. Not a bunch of kids hammered down by teachers who think they can erase 10,000 years of human history and culture by making a rule.
Wigan looked away and said sadly,
Do what you want, Dink.
I always do, answered Dink.
The only gift that God respects, said Zek, is a broken heart and a contrite spirit.
A lot of kids groaned at that.
But Dink gave Zek one last look.
And when were you ever contrite?
Contrition, said Zek, is a gift I give to God, not to you.
Only then did Zek walk away, back toward his bed where he'd be hidden behind the curvature of the barracks room.